The controversy over Sitka's 8-year-old emergency response vessel has been going on for, well, about 8 years. The ERV was purchased with a grant from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, and it was designed to accommodate law enforcement, fire, and rescue operations. The boat has been in the care of the police department until now, and reasons for tension over the boat are as diverse as the people responsible for serving these three vital missions. If there is any consensus at all around the boat, it's that it's not being utilized to its fullest. At the last meeting of the Sitka Assembly on January 14th, Administrator Mark Gorman suggested that his department heads had charted a new course for the ERV.
And we are going to look at moving the vessel to under the responsibility of the Harbor Department, and it will be dispatched and scheduled out of the Fire Department. And the rationale behind this is to allow better access to other departments to the use of the vessel, in particular search and rescue.
2013, we had a total of 54 missions, and of those 54 missions, 21 of them required the use of a vessel.
This is Sitka Search and Rescue Director Don Cluding. SAR is on the water a lot more than you might think.
We either transport to a remote location so we can do ground search, or, you know, out there providing mutual aid services to the Coast Guard, towing boats, and, you know, rescuing vessels that are in distress.
Cluding says the fewest number of missions SAR has done on the water in any year in the last decade or so is 14. Whether by design or default, SAR has become the go-to organization for this kind of work. And the boat they take is usually not the ERV.
At this point, we're using the Harbor Department boat. The Harbor Master and his staff have been wonderful to work with, and it's just a matter of the call comes in, we make one phone call to, you know, the on-duty Harbor Department person or the Harbor Master and get permission to utilize their vessel.
Having that kind of ready access for the emergency response vessel is where Sitka's administration wants to go. The Harbor Skiff is a 28-foot aluminum drop bow with a partial cabin. Depending on ocean conditions, its use can be very limited. The ERV is 30 feet, and its manufacturer, Safe Boat, is favored by the Coast Guard and other agencies. It's rated for a sea state of 5, which means 25-knot winds and 12-foot seas. It also can transport its crew and two patients in litters inside the fully enclosed cabin. The sticky part is the Homeland Security grant which purchased the ERV. This is Police Chief Sheldon Schmidt talking to the Assembly about it in 2008.
Primary purpose for the boat has been law enforcement. It's a Homeland Security boat. We're not using it for patrol, active patrols. We have gone out approximately 125 times with the boat in the 2 years that we've been tasked with maintaining and operating it.
Schmidt told the Assembly at the time that the Department of Homeland Security did not require the ERV to be housed within the police department, only that it be available to serve a law enforcement function. He also said that of those 125 uses of the boat, only 6 had been for search and rescue. In an interview with KCAW last week, Schmidt said he is in favor of the administration's efforts to make the ERV more accessible by transferring it to the Harbor Department, but that law enforcement will have to remain involved at some level to satisfy the terms of the Homeland Security grant. It's worth trying, he said. Both Schmidt and Cluding acknowledge the important role of the Harbor Department in making headway on the problem. Maintaining the ERV is a considerable responsibility. 6 of Search and Rescue's 44-member team are trained boat operators, and they'll have to do even more training to make this idea a reality. Cluding knows he's not just being handed the keys.
You don't just jump in a boat and go.
Administrator Mark Gorman told the Assembly on January 14th that the transfer of the emergency response vessel to harbors could take a couple of months. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.